Kermit Ambrose. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you his story next on MHSAA Perspective. His titles have ranged from the dean to the godfather of high school cross country and track and field in the state of Michigan, but whatever you call him, there's probably no one who is more respected or more revered in those sports around here than Kermit Ambrose. Kermit will soon celebrate his 100th birthday, and he was again on hand last Saturday at the MHSAA Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals at Michigan International Speedway to take in the festivities and to personally congratulate the 240 runners who won individual honors and the 16 teams which finished in the top two spots in their respective divisions. A little bit about Kermit. He retired from teaching and coaching at Birmingham Seaholme about 40 years ago. And he entered semi-retirement as an outstanding track and cross-country official at the high school and collegiate levels. The MHSAA bestowed its highest honor, the Charles E. Forsyth Award, upon Kermit in 1994. He was one of the founding fathers of the Michigan Interscholastic Track Coaches Association and the Association of Track Officials of Michigan. MITCA has its highest honor named after Kermit Ambrose, and the award's description simply says, it epitomizes the definition of the word coach. And it's that simple phrase, epitomizes the definition of the word coach, that is Kermit Ambrose. I've talked about the impact of coaches in kids' lives. My own son's cross country and track coach had such a big impact on him, so I'm maybe being a little bit biased here to running coaches, but that's okay. Working the cross-country finals every year, I've been right there as Kermit congratulates the young people being honored, but what's always been most impressive is watching other people trying to come up out of the crowd towards the award stand to reach out and say hello to Kermit. One gentleman told me about how Kermit officiated a lot of not only his meets in high school, but his dad's meets as well, and now his own kid had an opportunity here to be greeted by the Godfather. And the stories are endless. And they're all about the great love and respect they have for this teacher coach, this teacher official, this great leader of their sport. So on Saturday, Kermit was making the rounds at the track, the well-wishers were all around, and then as he was getting ready to hand out the awards, our public address announcer, Scott Hubbard, took a few minutes to point out to everyone that Kermit was about to turn 100. And here's what followed.
Why I'm doing this, he turns 100 years old in 2 months. I asked earlier Mark Yule of the Michigan High School Athletic Association if I could veer a little bit from the normal protocol of pulling off an award ceremony, if we might sing Happy Birthday. And he said, heck yeah. So, on the count of three, we're going to do it. One, two, three. Happy Birthday. You're beautiful. You're out of tune, but you're beautiful.
It was definitely off key, but it was indeed a joyful noise for a joyful person. And you can check out some video of that this week on the MHSAA YouTube channel. Happy birthday, Kermit. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.